Let's begin at verse number 12 and then read through verse 15. Amen, amen. Daniel 3, 12 and verses following. I still hear pages turning. I want you to stay with me on this. Yes. Amen. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. Isn't it amazing that some folk always want to tell off what's going on? We used to call them tattletales, but this is more serious. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar in his rage and fury commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if you be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made well. But if you worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Amen. That's where we want to park and then look at this. We want to talk about abiding faith. And that's why you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. We stop there because this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where faith has to be exemplified. Now, it's very easy to talk about how you love the Lord, and it's easy to say how you trust the Lord. Amen. We all know how to quote Hebrews 11 and verse number 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence, things not seen. We drop down to verse 6 and we say, But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So true, so true. 2 Corinthians 5:7, For we walk by faith and not by sight. But I got to tell you, my brothers and sisters, keep on living. You're going to live up to where you have to demonstrate that you have faith. And I'm glad that we serve a God who gives us an abiding faith. Amen. A faith that will keep us in the midst of our fiery furnace experiences. Now, let me just say this, my brothers and sisters. If you have not had, as yet, a fiery furnace experience, keep on living. You'll live right up to it. Amen. When we talk about abiding, we're saying continuing without change. The capacity to endure, lasting, abiding faith is that faith that continues without change. It's the faith that says, I'm going to serve my God in spite of the threats that you bring against me. It's the very thought of a burning. You know, sometimes we think of a little oven. Amen. This was not an oven. Amen. Amen. It was a furnace, and it was extremely large and extremely hot. And they are facing this, and it becomes decision time. What do I do? And my brothers and sisters, you need a faith that will carry you through those kind of experiences. Amen. I know we like to talk about it'll bring us up to, but you need to go up to and then through. Amen, amen, amen. Now, if you served a God that every time you cried out to him, he delivered you from whatever it is you were experiencing, he really wouldn't be God. Come on, talk to me. He really wouldn't be God. And you'd have a line of folk coming into church because they knew all they got to do whenever I run into a problem is just call on God and he's going to deliver me out of this. Amen. You have to be prepared to experience some suffering if need be. Now notice I said if need be. Because God is able to deliver you. But if he chooses not to, it's not because he can't, but it's because he's working on something bigger than what you can see. Yeah, we do walk by faith and not by sight. But I want you to know that in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 12, the apostle says, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Amen. We will have things to happen in our lives. Can I tell you this? Believers lose their jobs. Believers get a bad diagnosis. Believers get sick. Believers' children get in trouble. The Lord never promised the believer an exemption from fiery furnace experiences. However, he has promised us his presence in our circumstance. Amen, amen. We might be going through it, but we're not by ourselves. Can't you hear him saying, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Why not? Because thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. Can't you hear the prophet Isaiah saying, when thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee. Amen. Matthew 28 and 20. I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. We have his promise that he will be with us. But he requires from us trust in him. Amen. We might not understand what's going on as the Hebrew boys, but we need that abiding faith that is exemplified by them. Amen. Abiding faith is that personal, intimate knowledge of God. Amen. It's one thing to know about God, but it's a totally different thing to know God. Oh, come on, talk to me, somebody. Amen. It is essential that we know the object of our faith. We need to know that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So then, my brothers and sisters, faith comes by hearing. Have I got a witness? Now, there are some circumstances that we have to deal with. Amen. It is easy in the midst of your fiery furnace experience to rationalize. I feel like preaching today. Amen. To rationalize, to give you reasons why. Well, let me give you an example. The Hebrew boys could have said, we'll bow down, but not actually worship the idol. They could have said, we won't become idol worshipers, but we will do it this one time, then we'll ask God to forgive us. Or they could have said, the king has absolute power and we must obey him. God will understand. How many times do we say that? That's when we are disobedient to him, and then we'll say, but God understands. Yes, he does. Amen. When we steal from him, and then we'll say, well, you know, God knows I got to pay my bills, so yes, he understands. I'm sick, so, you know, it amazed me. I just feel like preaching. Y'all got to stay with me. If the doctor says you've got terminal cancer, we start praying about it. But if we've got a common cold, we go to the liquor store and get a half a pint and some lemons and make a hot toddy. Now, if God can cure cancer, surely he can take care. But you know what we say? God will understand. Now, in the backstory, and I'll tell you about it in a minute, but these Hebrew boys, well, I might as well do it now. These Hebrew boys had been brought in the first wave of captivity, and Nebuchadnezzar was not a dumb ruler. He saw in them the prospect of getting something out of them for his kingdom. And so he appointed Daniel, Shadrach, and Abednego into high positions. And can't you imagine that these three boys could have said, well, you know, the king appointed us. We owe this to him. they could have said, this is a foreign land, so God will excuse us for following the customs of the land. Now let me just drop this one on you as well. When you're on vacation in Las Vegas, the same God that is in Foconas is the same God that's in Las Vegas. Now, I don't need to tell you what y'all do. But you got to know that if God has a problem with it here, but then there are those who wax holy. You ever listen to folk who get so holy? Well, Pastor, our ancestors set up idols in God's temple. This isn't half as bad. There is no half right. You're either right or you're not right. You are obedient or you are disobedient. Yeah, we have a way though. But my favorite thought on that is, well, you know, we're not hurting anybody. Abiding faith says God is able to deliver us. And I don't need to compromise for God to bless me. Amen. If God suffers it to happen, it was what he ordained to be. God has a bigger plan. I need to understand that. Amen. But then think about this one. These fellows are talking amongst themselves. Listen. If we get ourselves killed and they put some heathens in our high positions, they won't be able to help our people in exile. Now, why did I give you these, I think, 8 reasons that folk want to not obey God? Because folk will have a way of saying, yes, but. And it's not yes, but. It's yes, Lord. Oh, come on here. It's yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, some things that we need to know about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They knew that in his presence, amen, that you want God to bless you, you need to dwell perpetually in his presence. It's when the devil gets in there that causes you to believe you need to help yourself. But if God has brought us this far, he didn't bring us this far to leave us. If God had blessed them and given them positions of authority, don't you know that God is able to keep them in the positions of authority? Amen, amen. When we understand that in his presence, there is the fullness of joy. Psalm 16 and 11, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The Hebrew boys said, we serve a God who's able to deliver us. Yeah. Amen. They didn't say he would, but they said he's able to do it. And we need to make up in our minds that the God that we serve is able to deliver us. Does not matter what we're going through, how extreme the fiery furnace experience might be, God is able to deliver us. But listen what they said in verse number 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful. In other words, we're thinking this thing through. We're not careful to answer thee in this matter. We're not flippant, but we want you to know, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. What they were saying to him is, there's only one God, and we made up in our mind who he is. And he's not one of the idols in Babylon. We have to make up in our mind who God really is. Amen. God is not the God of this world. Amen. Although he controls everything, there is a God of this world, and his name is Satan. But I got to tell you, Satan has a habit of promising much but delivering nothing. But we serve a God who's able to deliver us whatever our circumstance might be. Have I got a witness? And so they could say without a shadow of a doubt that the God that they knew was able to deliver them. They also were confident that even if he didn't deliver them, everything was all right. You see, if you made peace with God, you need not worry what's going to happen. God is going to take care of those that are his. But we need to take care of some things in our own mind. Number one, we need to understand the battle is not yours. Verse number 16, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. When we understand we don't need to defend ourselves, God has already defended us. Amen. He did the majority when he sent his son to die on Calvary. If he gave us the greatest, don't you know he'll give us less than? Oh, somebody don't get that. Amen. If he saved us, he's able to protect us. Amen. And even when it seems like he's not protecting us, he's still watching out for us. Amen. David, when he looked at Goliath, says, and all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and not with a spear, for the battle is the Lord's. When you make up in your mind that this battle that I'm fighting is not mine, it belonged to the Lord. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was confident that the God that they served would be able to deliver them from that fiery furnace. But they had made up in their mind, even if he doesn't, he's still God, and I'm still going to praise him. Amen. I got to tell you something, my dears. Amen. When we go through our heartfelt circumstances, don't think that God has abandoned you. Know that God is still on the throne. God is still providing that you need day by day. Have I got a witness? No one of the psalmist said he's a very present help in time of trouble. You got to learn how to call on him when you're going through your circumstance. There's something about the name of Jesus that will calm our fears and settle the matter. We know that if God be for us, there is none who can be against us. Can I tell you something about abiding faith? It stares down fear. You see, fear has a way of intimidating. Amen. When you're looking at a burning fiery furnace, that's intimidating. But when you can look past the burning furnace and see the God that we serve, that God is able to deliver us from this. And sometimes we've got to know that even if he doesn't deliver us, he'll meet us in our circumstance. And I don't know whether that's good news to you or not, but it's good news to me. In Exodus 20:4-5, the Lord had told Israel, thou shalt not make any graven image, nor bow down to them. these fellows were well versed in the word of the Lord. When you're versed in the word of the Lord, you know how to trust him. You know that God will provide for you, amen, irrespective of whatever it is you're going through. Amen. The old folk used to say he's a dying bed maker. Have I got a witness? He's bread when you're hungry. He's water in dry places. Some of us have not really had to trust in him, but keep on living. Amen. 45 will cause us to learn how to trust in him. Amen. We'll learn that all of our help comes from the Lord. Somebody needs to know my help does not come from Washington, but my help comes from the Lord. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Too oft times we want to throw in the chips. We want to give up all of our hope. But I'm glad today that God is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I don't know about you, but every now and then I feel the wheel turning, and it lets me know that everything is all right. Sometimes we try to make it, and then we don't make it. We have to try to fake it, but we don't have to fake it, knowing that God is, and God will take care of those that are his. Can I go ahead and tell you about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? The Bible says that after Nebuchadnezzar had heard what they said, then was he was full of fury, and the form of his face changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. For you see, at one time they had served in the government, but now he's mad at them. Don't you know the God that we serve is still in the saving business? For the Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar said, heat up the furnace 7 times hotter than it's ever been heated before. But man, he told, I want some mighty men to take our bind up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and then cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Yes, but when you look at the text, the Bible said they had an abiding faith. They knew in whom they served, and they were confident that God would deliver them. I'm glad to tell you, if God be for you, who can be against you? But I want you to take note in verse number 21. It said, then these men were bound in their coats, their hose, and in their hats. You see, they had come to a celebration. Have I got a witness? But you see, you can go to the world's celebration, but you are not part of the world. Somebody need to know what I'm talking about. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had dressed up. Have I got a witness? To attend the function the king had. But one thing they knew, I might be in the world, but I'm not of the world. Somebody needs to know that. The only place we live is here on terra firma. But I don't have to go along with what the world does. I need somebody to know whom I serve. For the God that I serve, he's a mighty good God. I want you to see that they were cast in. They were all dressed up. I feel like preaching that thing. They had dressed up to go to the celebration. The one thing about it, they were not going to bow down to an idol god. But it's always somebody looking. Somebody want to share your story instead of you being able to tell your own story. And so there were those that ran to the king and said, oh, king, there are those men that came. They came and you put them in high positions. They are not bound down to your God. They are not serving your idol. And you said that everybody has to bow down. But let me put a pause there, because there will come a time when every knee will have to bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. But the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar
are made was not the God of the universe. And these three boys said, we're not gonna bow down to him. We came to the celebration, and now you put us in the fiery furnace. But I stop by to tell you that the God we serve, he's everywhere. But they were thrown into the fiery furnace. And what I can see, Reverend Larry still had their hats on. They still had their coats on. And they were thrown in the fiery furnace. And in my sanctified mind, I can see them walking around. Oh, yes, they had been bound. But now the ropes have been burned off. But the hat did not burn. The coat did not burn. Lord is a good God, worthy to be praised. They're walking around in the fiery furnace. That's what God will do for you when the going gets tough. You don't know how you're going to make it. Just keep on walking around in the midst of your circumstances. You might be feeling the pains of bereavement, but keep on walking around in the pains of your bereavement. And the God that we serve, I heard the word say, but he is the God of all comfort. When God comes in, everything is all right. Yes, my heart is heavy, but one thing I know, God, you said in your word, for those that love you, you prepared a place for you, and you said, and if I go away, I'm gonna come back and receive you unto myself. One thing I know, if God be for you, who can be against you? Can't you see, Lord have mercy, early in the morning, the king came down, looked in the fiery furnace, and what he saw amazed him. Came to him crying out, come here, come here. And they came there, and he said, did not we put in three men? They said, yes, king. He said, I see something. I see Shadrach, I see Meshach, and I see Abednego. But now I see a fourth man walking around in the fiery furnace. There are several things I want to glean from that. Number one, they were walking around. The fire hadn't burned them up. And I stopped by to tell you that if you serve the God that we know, you don't have to worry. You won't burn. And then you don't have to bend. Have I got a witness here? And then I want you to note, as they looked in, the fourth man. Ah, yes. Some folks try to describe him. I don't need to describe him, but he was the fourth man in the fiery furnace. When you get in trouble, look for the fourth man. And I got a witness here, but how do I get the fourth man? I'm glad you asked. A little bit of walking around, we'll get the fourth man. Somebody don't understand what I'm talking about. So I gotta take you back. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. I gotta take you back to Polk County, Unalaska, Texas. Poor little Amos with his grandmama left there by his mother, left there with my brothers and sisters. The cousin is there. We didn't have two dimes to rub together, but I can remember time after time when it seemed like the meal there was low, nothing to eat. I would see my grandmother walking through the house, rubbing her hands together, saying, the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. And before the day was over, somebody stopped by the house and said, Sister Seton, I got a mess of meat for you. But well, I know in these days, you don't know what a mess of meat is. You go to Kroger's and you get it packaged up. But when old folk would kill a hog, they put him in the smokehouse. And if you wanted to get something neat, you know, they used to call it something neat. You wanted to get something neat. you go to the smokehouse, the Lord would touch their hearts. You go to the smokehouse, wrap up some meat in some newspaper, and bring it by the house. I said, nobody can take care of you like the God I serve. If you know how to ring your knees and talk to God, walk through your circumstance. The Bible said that when Nebuchadnezzar saw what had happened, he told everyone, don't mess with the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He wasn't necessarily saying, I'm going to put my other gods down. But what he said was, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he is the God that delivers out of the fiery furnace. I got a witness here. No other God can deliver anybody. The only God that can take care of you is the God of the universe. Have I got a witness here? God is. And when I know who he is, I can save everybody. But the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why not? Because thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. What else do you do? You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. If you've never been hungry, you don't know what I'm talking about. But God will take care of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm trying to quit, but I want you to know that God, and I got a witness here, the God that we serve, he's an able God. God is, the Lord is all we need. Everything I need is wrapped up in the Lord. God is a good God. Worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. Some of us, we get caught up in the materialism of this world. We don't know how to praise him, but I stop by to tell you, if you can't praise him, excuse me while I praise him. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We're going to start praising him. The word comes back to you. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he has founded on the mountain, he has founded it upon the sea, established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hill of the mountain, or who shall stand in his holy place? And I got a witness here. Who shall Who is this King of glory? I hear the refrain saying, the Lord strong and mighty. Who is this God? Who is this Lord? The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head. Oh, and lift it up the everlasting doors. The King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Who is the King of glory? The Lord mighty and battle. Lift up your head. trying to fight and give it to the Lord. The fight is not yours. Not yours. The fiery furnace. Amen. He will not let you be there by yourself. I'm closing. Isn't it amazing how he can come in and bring an air conditioning into a fiery furnace? Amen. Turn the thermostat way down. Hallelujah. They didn't have to pull off their hats or their coats. They walked around in the furnace. And when they came out, there was no smoke, smell, whatsoever. Amen. I don't know about you, but you know, all you charcoalers, you know when you barbecue, amen, you smell like there was no smell of smoke. But if you contrast that with when those mighty men were thrown in, they were consumed, but yet they didn't even smell. A way of isolating us from stuff. Amen. Amen. God will
insulate and isolate. Go and get stuff. He comes in himself. Sucks up the heat.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We shall extend a privilege to the church.
Yes.
Today is the day of salvation.
Yes.
Now is accepted time. May we all stand. If you're here, you have not made peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ.